Gospel comes from the first chapter of Mark. Now, after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." As Jesus passed along the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And Jesus said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." And immediately they left their nets and followed him. As he went a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, who were in their boat mending the nets. Immediately he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. So like I said, the theme is Jesus is calling. That's the theme for today. And that's in our first reading. You know, like I just mentioned to my two wonderful friends that, you know, Jesus gets to these fishermen, just people working, and says, "Come, follow me. We're going to fish for people." And so I just want to share with you some moments in my life when Jesus has called me in different ways. And Jesus has called all of you at some point in your life, because you're here right now. We're all here together, and it's because of Jesus. So I was thinking of the first incident, or the first time actually, where I met Jesus. And that was in third grade. And in third grade, I went with my friend Clay Thomas, and I went to his church, Camino Chapel, which became my church, Camino Chapel. Bible-based, Christ-centered, it said on the front. It was just a basic, non-denominational, evangelical, fundamentalist church on Camino Island. Still exists today. It's become a pretty big church there. And so we're in the class, and I went with him because we got some candy out of the deal, which we got some Scooby snacks out of the deal, you know, so they never can't go wrong with that. And what I learned was that Jesus loved me. Now, I had heard that here and there, but, you know, my mom encouraged me to go to this church because she was Lutheran, but this was just the closest church to our house on the island. And I could walk there or ride my bike there. And so I learned that Jesus loved me. Even though I lived with my mom and lived alone and I had, you know, doubts about things and I felt lonely, you know, sometimes as an only child you might feel lonely, especially if you grew up on an island with not a lot to do, with no friends by you. But I would go to church and however the Sunday school teacher said it, he said, "Eric, Jesus loves you. And you can pray a prayer, and Jesus will be in your heart." And so ever since then, I've known that Jesus loves me. And so when I think about that incident, and when I think about that love of Jesus, a lot of times when I think about anything in life, I think about songs. And so that first song that I heard was, "Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so." And that's how it is. I remember Jesus calling me and Jesus loving me, and songs have a way of doing that. Well, in that church, I was with my mom the other day, and she told me about this Bible right here. This is my good old King James Version of the Bible. It's the open Bible. It was the awesome Bible of the day. It has an awesome Bible study guides in the back and concordance, and I could look up all those crazy King James Version English words. I mean, it's hard to read. I mean, I only have a couple of things highlighted because I was always, this is a sacred text. I was afraid to highlight it, you know, because it's sacred. Just like I was, for a long time, I was afraid to read the Bible in the bathroom. But I do now. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Maybe that was too much information. But, maybe. But, you know, anyway. So, but I have this, for whatever reason, this is one of the texts I have marked. This is in James chapter 1. My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, which means various trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire and wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. Now, you know, as a high schooler, I probably got most of that. But it's about wisdom, and it's about this book being important. And the other two things I have highlighted are in Matthew, judge not lest ye be judged, and whatever you do to someone else, you would have them do to you, the golden rule. Those are the things that I have marked in here. And the song I think of when I think of this Bible, because my mom told me for my 15th birthday, I think it was, the present I wanted was this Bible. That with some of my own money and with, you know, birthday money, I was able to get this Bible, this word that has guided me. You know, so obviously I still have it since. And you know, there's on the side here is a little red where I got a bloody nose once. And so I and it does say Eric Galarno, which was before Uto Galarno. So that was before we combined our names, Beth and I. So this is my Bible. And so the song that I want to sing here is Thy Word is a Lamp Upon My Feet. Thy Word is a lamp upon my feet and a light upon my path. When I feel afraid, think I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. And nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp upon my feet and a light upon my path. So for whatever reason, I like songs. And songs have a way, as you know, if you have experienced songs at all, that they can do things and make you feel things that you can't express in words, you can't read necessarily. The emotionality of songs has a way of doing that thing. Which brings me to scene number 3. I'm at Seattle University. And I went to PLU, Pacific Lutheran, in Tacoma. But my best friend from high school, Matt Wickham at the time, now Volta, he was at Seattle University. So I went up to visit him. And he was the person who introduced me to the bigger church, the church beyond Camino Chapel, the non-denominational experience. He was Catholic, so I went into his church when I was 16. And for the first time, they did this communion thing and mass, and it was all way different than my experience. And I thought, boy, this feels heavy. This is thousands of years of experience. There's something different going on here. And from my own personal experience, I've experienced many different churches, many different ways of following Jesus. I'm not valuing any one way or the other. But for me, the Catholic Church just drew me for some reason. I was drawn to it. So I'm at my friend's school visiting him, and he's in class. So what am I going to do? Well, I'll go to chapel. So I go to chapel, and, you know, Mass is there, and the priest is getting ready to do Eucharist, communion, in the Lord's Supper. So he consecrates the bread and blesses the bread and breaks it, and then he holds the cup up the chalice, and it was a silver chalice. And as he holds it up, I'm praying to God, God, what is this thing that's happening? What is this meal all about? And as he lifts up that cup, all I can describe, it's like a giant, bright drop of sunshine, of I call it God's grace, drops into that cup. And for me at that moment, I knew that this meal was God's grace that comes to us in simple bread and wine. But it's God's grace comes to us right now for all of us. Right now, right here. As fully as God can come to us in a meal. It was a great experience. And that led me to think of this song. And I love this song. This is you can look this one up. 481, if you want to sing along. 481. And we're just singing the verse. Come to the table of mercy. Prepare with the wine and the bread. Come and your souls will be fed. Come at the Lord's invitation. Receive from his nail-scarred hands. Eat of the bread of salvation. Drink of the blood of the So that's it. Jesus calls us, and Jesus meets us in so many different ways. The next instance is, you know, it's related to my children being born. You know, babies are awesome. Where'd that baby go? Oh, there's two of them back there. Oh, I'm going to go just check them out for a second. Two babies. Check out these. Come on in. Let's come on in for this one. Two babies. What do we got? Who we got here?
Who's
Charlotte?
Charlotte and Adeline.
Charlotte and Adeline. Oh, you guys are awesome. Thank you for being here today. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. You know, if you've ever held a baby, they're cool, you know. And they're these little living creatures that breathe, and they're dependent. And sometimes they're stinky, I know. But when they're not in the stinky state, they have a certain smell. It's just delightful. It's beautiful. You know, and that's, for me, that's my image of what God desires of us. That's all God has been doing forever after creating us. Is God just wants to hold us. That's just it. God just wants to hold us. Just tenderly, softly, lovingly, just to embrace us. That's sometimes how it is for Jesus, how Jesus calls us. And so that, turn to page 608, because I like this song a lot. You know, I think this song captures another way that Jesus comes to us.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me.
So there's that softly, tenderly part. Yeah, you know, in our reading, sometimes it's hard when you read something to see what the tone is. What's the tone of this reading? You know, so if you, how did Jesus, do you think, I've seen some, you know, a number of dramatic depictions of this. And Jesus said to them, as he was on the Sea of Galilee and saw Simon and his brother Andrew, how did he say this? Follow me and I will make you fish for people. You think he yelled it? Follow me and I'll make you fish for people. Let's go, Karen. Dave, let's go. Follow me. And I'll make you fish for people. I mean, was it like that? Tone is hard to tell sometimes in a reading. But I like to think, well, my experience of following Jesus, it's varied throughout my life, starting in third grade. I've been following since. But in 1995, we lived in Palo Alto. Beth had finished seminary. I had taken the long route, so I was taking a break, trying to figure things out. And I was working in Community Companions, mental health agency, and I was caring for people with mental health issues. I was doing a wonderful pastoral job, but I couldn't explicitly do spiritual things. I couldn't be truly pastoral. I could talk with anybody about faith and religion and spirituality. That was okay, but it was Community Companions, not Catholic Community Companions or Lutheran Community Companions. It was just a regular mental health agency. So at some point I applied to go back to seminary, and I filled out the application but hadn't completed it. And at some point, a couple months later, a man calls, and he says, so Eric, you've applied to seminary, you know, what are you thinking about doing that? And I said, I don't know. But kind of thinking about it, but it means, you know, this, that, and the other thing. And he said, look, if you finish your application and you're accepted, then you'll know. You know, you might know what's up, but if you don't finish it, you won't know. So why not just do it and see? So it's like, all right. So that night I filled it out, sent it in, and it all worked out. And now, you know, 1995 to here, 20 years later, here I am at St. Mark's with you. Jesus has called me here. But the way that that person talked with me was kind of the way that I envision that Jesus talked with these fisher folk. And it's you know, go back to the first song, and we don't even need music for this one, but go back to that gathering hymn, You Have Come Down to the Lake Shore. The first time I heard this song was when we lived in Lake Tahoe, giant lake. It is very appropriate. But that refrain, sing with me that refrain together. Sweet Lord, you have looked into my eyes, kindly smiling. You called out my name. On the sand I have abandoned my small boat. Now with you I will seek other seas. I like that invitation. That's just a lovely, wonderful invitation. So now, we're here. Like I said before, Jesus has called us in all the various ways that I've described in my life, and I know some of that resonates, or those different things resonates with you. But we are all here now. And Jesus is calling us. Jesus is calling you, 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 you. Brent, you way back there, I see you looking. Brent, the baby squad back there. Jesus is calling you and you and you and you. And we're going to sing this hymn of the day. I'll sing the first verse, and then we'll sing verses 2-5 together. But just hear what Jesus has to say, because Jesus is calling you right now. So listen. Will you come and follow me if I but call your name? Will you go where you don't know and never be the same? Will you let my love be shown? Will you let my name be known? Will you let my life be grown in you and you in me? join me.
Will you leave yourself?
Jesus is calling. Amen.